Between 2004 and earlier this year, oil went from about $40 to about $120, and corn went from about $2 to about $6. So they both tripled. Of that $4 increase you just saw on the graph, about $1 is due to the U.S. subsidy, and about $3 is due to the higher crude oil price. So even if we make changes in U.S. policies, and we're not advocating any change, we're not advocating keeping the same, we're completely neutral on that point, but even if we make changes, even if all the subsidies go away tomorrow, corn prices would still be high unless we chose to ban use of corn for ethanol or something like that, or ban use of corn for beef or whatever. This link between energy and agriculture is something that we often call a revolution in American and even global agriculture. Another point that's been made by many studies is, well, the crude oil price increase is what's causing the increase in commodity prices. Well, the crude oil price increase has been very important, and you just saw why it's important, because it has pulled up corn prices. So our argument is that the major impact of the crude oil price increase has been on what economists call the demand pull side. Crude oil price increases have pulled up the price of corn, and they even helped to pull up the cost of inputs, because there's so much more corn being produced, so many more inputs being demanded in the short term, relatively fixed in supply, so it pulls up the cost of those inputs. But subsequently, those crude oil prices feed back into the cost. So many of them are petroleum-derived, fertilizer, diesel, ag chemicals, propane, that those cost increases are going to be built in, are being built in, to the price of inputs, and that will put a new floor on the cost of producing particularly corn. So yes, the crude oil price has been important. Our take on it is that it's been more on the demand side than it has been on the cost side.